And after all was said and done, the blame for it was finally mine. I wet the master of the massacre feet. 6'2" was riding in the passenger seat. I was unharmed, even though it seemed impossible. The car was completely totaled. 6'2" was in the hospital. A lot of my memory of the crash has been blocked out. But I know he had a broken wrist and a couple of teeth were knocked out. He lost a lot of blood. He needed reconstructive surgery. They sent him straight to the ICU after emergency. They pumped him with drugs and had him in traction. Needless to say, for months, he was out of action. I visited once in a while, but not much. We started to drift apart, and we almost lost touch. As for excuses, I had a dozen to name. And after he came around, it wasn't the same. The guilt was unbearable, and his limp was persistent. I tried to make it up, but he remained distant. Doing what I could to make the time we spent rewarding, I suggested we get together and do some new recording. We tried to make a plan, but it always got canceled. Put on hold, folded, totally dismantled. Something always happens, you know how we know. People ask, what's up with the second home? Now you know.
Two sides of the same brain, grasping at straws, bitterness the outcome. Behind closed doors, I plotted holding friendship for ransom. Elaborate plan of guilt riding psychology, amplified by my drug dependency and no apology. Bucky did his thing, I rode in the metal sling. In retrospect, the human body can be the most frail of things, especially when dropped into a world of hurt from a short string. Sometimes building up lies is so much more comforting. I washed away the weirdness, I almost forgot my name. Needless to say, things might never ever be the same. I watched Buck 65 grow to superstar status, and when I couldn't even walk, it only amplified my madness. I can point fingers longer than anyone. Just ask my friends, if I don't feel that things are cool, then why the hell should I pretend? Something always happens, man, you know how it goes. People ask, what's up with the semitones? Now you know.